The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, hour two is underway. We are glad you're with us, by the way. Welcome aboard to the... studio here. Every Saturday night, what we try to do is 9 to 11, taking an irreverent look at what's happened in the week. We try to obliterate confusion, amplify truth, pursue clarity. It is what we are about at The Binge Thinker. So thank you for being here. TheBingeThinker.com is the website. Everything you want to do to connect to me is all there. And we are more than happy to have you with us on these Saturday nights. Now, in the second hour, something we have decided to do on this broadcast is to bring back what used to be part of my late night show. And that is a little section called the Ladies Lounge. And what we do is we feature women that are brilliant in media, and we say, hey, come on, talk to us. I particularly like to find voices that I think really deserve to be amplified that haven't been. And I think that we have found that in one Kristen B. Tate. If you follow her on Twitter, it's Kristen B. Tate, at Kristen B. Tate. That's S-T-I-N, by the way. If you do the S-T-E, and you're going to get all mixed up. But Kristen, it's good to have you. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin. I'm super excited to be back.
Yeah, well, you know, just a couple of weeks ago we had you on, and then I saw that your book officially releases here in another couple of days. So I thought, you know what, we should get Lady Kristen back with us and talk about how government has just run us over. And nothing says that more than what we've already been talking about a little bit tonight. Your reaction to Terry McAuliffe saying, hey, let's throw 206,000 convicted felons right into the voter pool for Hillary this fall.
Well, look, I think that the 14th Amendment is very clear. It gives states the right to decide if felons in their state should be able to vote. This is not something the federal government should have control over. As obviously you mentioned, all these voters would be probably Democrats. But I do think that I don't have a problem if states want to allow felons to vote. I mean, it reintroduces them into society. You know, these people have paid their debts to society for their crimes. So I don't have a problem with felons voting if states choose to do that.
Yeah. Well, what about executive unilateral actions from governors that don't have any voter input on at all? Because I think that was part of the, I mean, I talked with a significant Virginian on Friday on my daily show, and she was like, yeah, the voters were X'd out of this process completely.
Yeah, that seems very wrong to me. I'm not totally familiar on how the states are under the law supposed to decide, but it seems wrong that one person would be able to decide for a whole state without getting any input from the voters.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting because I think the legislature is going to try to do some pushback here. But the argument there, Kristen, and maybe this plays into some of the stuff you've written about, is that the elected class is now going to use it as a racial debate. That if you don't let the criminals vote, you're suppressing the black vote in the state of Virginia. And I've talked to five or six of my good African-American friends in the last 3 days that this has been news. And none of them have said that that's going to advance African-American causes in any way. It's a phony, it's a red flag. It's not even a real issue.
Oh, absolutely. And they do the same thing with the voter ID laws. Anyone who is for voter ID laws is racist, according to liberals. But I think it's actually racist for them to say it's racist for people to not want felons voting. It's basically assuming that all felons are black. I mean, it's super offensive, I think. But, yeah, that's what they always do. That's their argument. And they always make it into a race issue.
Yeah. Okay, Kristen B. Tate, if you follow her on Twitter, that's what she goes by. How would you classify yourself in the voice of commentary that is in America today? Because, you know, here in the Ladies Lounge, we like to have people of different perspectives come. So where do you fall on the political spectrum?
I actually call myself a conservatarian. So when I'm around a bunch of Republicans, I feel very libertarian. But then when I hang out with libertarians, I feel more Republican. So I'm somewhere in the middle there, but I definitely think that I err more towards the libertarian side.
And how would that be defined by? Like, what would be issues that you would separate yourself from, say, a conservative and a libertarian?
Well, I'm definitely fiscally conservative all the way. I'm socially a little more accepting of, I would say, diverse lifestyles than a lot of Republicans. You know, I'm for gay marriage. I'm for drug decriminalization. I want to get out of all these foreign countries, stop with all of the bombing, and I just want to focus on the problems here at home before we try to police the world. So those tend to be my problems with the Republicans. The libertarians, I don't necessarily butt heads with on a lot of ideological issues. Libertarians just bother me because they tend to not be very practical. They tend to be purists, and they say, oh, I'm not going to vote for anyone unless they totally align with my beliefs.
Right.
Like, they would never vote for someone like Ted Cruz or Donald Trump if they get the GOP nomination. And you're not going to get anything done if you're not practical. So that's where I tend to differ from libertarians.
In the original 17 candidates that were up front, who was your pick out of the original field?
Well, if I could wave my magic wand and pick the president, I guess Rand Paul. Obviously, I loved most of his ideas. I just thought he was a weak presidential candidate.
Yeah.
And he obviously would have lost, I think, if he went against Hillary. But he was really the only guy that I really agreed with on most issues. But again, I'm practical. So
right.
I was perfectly happy with Ted Cruz or Donald Trump as president.
Well, let's talk about the construct of your book. And I want Nick to show it to the TV audience here because I want you to get it. Kristen's book comes out this Tuesday, and you can pre-order, obviously, on Amazon. But Government Gone Wild, How D.C. Politicians Are Taking You for a Ride and What You Can Do About It. What was the basis, Kristen, for you wanting to address this issue? Because this isn't necessarily a new topic. Every year we get reports that talk about how government's taking us for a ride. But what was it that said to you, we've got to talk about it in this context now?
Well, politics is so depressing. You know, every time you hear anything on the news or you read these other books about the government doing things that are not good, it's so depressing. And I think that a lot of people are just really down and depressed about the current state of affairs with politics. So I wanted to bring these issues to the table in a way that's really fun and engaging and will catch the interest of people, because the government does a lot of really insane things on a day-to-day basis that gets no press coverage. The stuff is crazy. I mean, I almost fell out of my chair when I was doing research for this book. But I wanted to present this stuff and these critical issues in a way that will get the attention of people and that's fun and offers solutions.
Give me a sample of some of the crazy stuff they're doing day-to-day.
Well, each chapter is a different subject. So, you know, I have everything in there from welfare to foreign affairs. But one thing that's kind of a theme throughout the book is just how sanctimonious our politicians are. You know, they love telling us we're not paying our fair share, and then they turn around and live like kings and queens on our dime, and there is no accountability. So, like, for example, the DOD last year spent $500,000 on muffins and coffee at 10 conferences for their own employees. I mean, this stuff is crazy. They were paying $17 a muffin at these conferences. In the private sector, you know, any company would say, heck no, we're not paying $17 a muffin.
Sure.
But, you know, in the government, they don't care what they're paying because they're not spending their own money. In fact, in the government, you get rewarded when you spend your whole budget as a department. So they make an effort to spend as much as possible so that the next year the department can get a bigger budget. That's why we're paying for things like $17 muffins for these bureaucrats.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons why conservatives should always make it a part of our mantra to be working ourselves out of a job. Because if we're doing our job, we should be working ourselves out of a job. Creating a smaller government, a more useful government, a government that is more efficient in how it performs its function. But also, the idea that we can be more cost effective. And the problem with liberalism, as Margaret Thatcher used to always say, is eventually you run out of other people's money, Kristen.
Right.
That's and this is one of the things when we're looking at 2016 that really, really bothers me. Because and I'm not on the Trump train. My listeners know this. The Trump scares me on a lot of stuff, particularly because I don't see any track record of where he's going to go with any of it. And I don't know. I mean, his solution to most problems in the past has been buy people off. And that's where you get $17 muffins because, you know, you're just paying people to get it done. I don't want to take that approach anymore, but we'll talk about that a little bit in the in the next break. So the key portions of the book are what sections? What are the sections that are the most important?
I think every section is just as important as the last. I think different readers will find different sections important. The thing about this book is you can jump around from chapter to chapter, so you don't have to sit there and read along. No one wants to read like a big, long, wonkish 350-page
sure,
book.
Sure. Well, when we come back, let's talk a little national security then, because I'd like to know your thoughts on how we can get that under control. Kevin McCullough. Stay with us, live from New York.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
It's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us live from New York. We always enjoy having you here and doing the ladies' lounge thing in the second hour. See, Kristen, back when I did this nightly, because now I'm an afternoon drive, but we used to have a late night show on my flagship here, and I'd even pour drinks for all the ladies that would come. I'd be like, "So, what's your poison? You know, you want a bourbon? We'd serve up a Pappy Van Winkle's or something. You know, we always went for the high class stuff. So, if you're thirsty, let us know because we can still accommodate.
Okay.
But we have to know this because for people that are watching on Biz TV, you have this cute little furry thing that lives with you and he's running around. He or she. What's his name?
It's a he. His name is Starbucks. He was rescued in the dumpster of a Starbucks in Houston.
That makes total sense in some creepy way. So there you go. Kristen B. Tay, get her book, Government Gone Wild, and she may adopt your dog, too. Who knows? Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about the concept of the book is, you know, government's doing all this crazy stuff, and we're getting Rickrolled. We don't even know it. But what about big expenditure items like national defense? You're a libertarian. You don't want to be overseas doing too much interference, but
right.
we should be fighting like ISIS, shouldn't we? I mean, you know, trying to put an end to terrorism, that kind of thing. That's pretty reasonable.
Honestly, I mean, I want to put an end to terrorism in the U.S. I want to protect our own house, but I don't see why we have to be the suckers to go to the Middle East and to try to stop ISIS. We're not going to stop ISIS. We can't force these nations to have democracy. The second we leave, we lose control, and I don't want to be policing the entire world.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we're the suckers who keep having to go in and rebuild all these nations, try to instate democracy. I mean, we spent $5 trillion on the rebuilding of Iraq and the Iraq invasion. That's more than a fourth of the national debt. It's a big waste of money. Let's focus our resources here at home and, you know, focus on preventing terrorism here, but we're not going to save the world right now.
Well, I agree with the idea of shoring up what we have at home, but let me ask you this. The lesson we learned from 9/11 is that in Afghanistan, the Taliban, in working with al-Qaeda, were allowed to just metastasize and grow at a rate that you know, nobody was paying attention to, and they were actually able to launch the 9/11 attacks to the degree and to the effectiveness that they were after a lot of, trial runs, not to mention the, you know, the 93 World Trade Center bombing and some of the other stuff. So on some level, given Brussels, given Paris, given that this is a global strategy, we can't let, I'm not necessarily arguing for nation building, and I agree with you. I think that our focus should be on what we can do here. But we also can't let a rogue cancer like that expand exponentially and more or less ignore it, can we?
Well, no, we can't ignore it, and we should be doing some things. But essentially what's happened is that the government creates this fear and then uses the fear to fund all of these other things. So, I mean, we're spending billions. We have spent billions of dollars on things like, you know, hospitals and schools, some of which go unused in these Middle Eastern nations. We even have boys and girls programs that we're funding in some of these countries to try to teach the young people there not to be terrorists. And these programs all fail. And I also want to point out that the pilots or the hijackers in 9/11, they were trained right here in America. They
yeah.
learned how to fly here. So we need to focus our efforts on security in the U.S. I do think we need to do some things to stop ISIS in the Mideast, but it's really just gotten out of control. And I think that This speaks to the Republican Party, too. If they want more young voters and they want to expand their base, they really need to stop with this whole let's police the world thing. It's not attractive to my generation. We are weary of war. We want to focus on prosperity here at home.
That I get completely. We're speaking with Kristen Tate. If you want to follow her on Twitter, it's Kristen B. Tate, at Kristen B. Tate. And the book is Government Gone Wild. How D.C. is basically rickrolling you every single day, and you're not even aware of it. One of the expenditures that I found was interesting on foreign policy, Kristen, and I don't think your book, maybe you did address it, but I don't have a copy of your book. I'm not used to doing these without the original copy, so I will get one as soon as it's out. But I read that we actually spent a significant amount of money in Afghanistan to establish a televised cricket league that that was actually designed to just be like their Major League Baseball, but like we funded it, and it was designed for television that we then funded the network for. Like, it's that kind of stuff that you sit there and go, well, what does that have to do with anything related to keeping us safe at the end of the day?
No, I mean, this stuff is going on all the time. Like I mentioned, we spent tens of millions of dollars on this other boys and girls program where we're basically doing arts and crafts with these kids to try to teach them not to be terrorists. But the programs are huge failures and they just don't work at all. My book lists out all of the statistics of these failed programs, and yet they get funded year and year again. And then it's out of control. We need to scale back. But unfortunately, the government has a very sneaky way of not revealing their budget for a lot of these programs, because the way that they categorize the spending, a lot of it's classified. So people can't get access to the figures that we're spending on some of this nonsense. So it makes it even harder for accountability to even exist.
Well, and that's something that I think the next administration, whoever it is that's walking into it, is going to be held to a greater accountability to than many generations of presidents before. Because I think with the internet in particular, with social media, I mean, you're seeing the way technology is impacting this election in a very different way. I've never felt so at odds with so many of my fellow Americans this early in the presidential process, because the backyard over the fence discussion is now smartphone to smartphone at 9:30 p.m. when I'm sitting in bed in my PJs. It's no longer. It doesn't have to be at 6 o'clock, and it doesn't have to be over the backyard fence. It's literally like we're, and I don't know if that's good or bad. I know a lot of people that are very concerned about it. You know, we have more animus against one another than we've had in the past. I actually think a good or earnest, hard fought debate is a good thing. It's a healthy thing. And I think that, I'm not sure that it's having a negative impact. I just think it is changing the scope of things pretty significantly.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's having a very positive impact. I think that we're becoming more polarized because people are more involved in politics now, because it's very easy to be involved.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. Politicians can't get away with a lot of the same BS they used to get away with, because we can use Google to call out the jokers. I mean, anyone can have a voice now. Anyone can start a blog. You have more people getting their voice and their opinions out there, exposing things. So I think that the technology is great. I think the polarization is even great, because it's being caused by more political involvement. And I do think that hopefully the next administration will be more transparent because of these trends.
Well, and that's all we can hope for, greater accountability to we the people. After all, it is we the people that are empowered to run this country. We just delegate those jobs to those people we send to D.C., and when they don't do what we insist that they should do, we should insist that they find something else to do, because we need to find someone that's going to do the right thing. Kristen Tate, good luck on the launch of the book this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough from New York, coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad you're with us. Yeah, of all the boys, I'm definitely one of them. Welcome. It's a Saturday night, Radio Night Live, coast to coast, 300 radio outlets, 44 million television households, and we couldn't be happier than to have you with us on Biz TV and great radio stations. A lot of them in the Salem Media Group across the country, and we're getting excited to welcome Little Rock, Arkansas, joining us here in the next little bit. Portland, Oregon just joined us not long ago from the Salem family, and looking forward to that. Take your calls here on out on the broadcast. We're talking about felons being put in jail, not being put in jail. That's where they should go when they come out of jail. Terry McCall says, hey, let's let them all vote again. Just right away. There's no earning it back. There's no, you know, paying your due to society. And then he's couching it in, it's going to be racist if you don't let criminals go vote again. Well, how does that work? I don't even know the race of the people coming out. The issue is not what their race is. The issue is if somebody does a crime, a major crime, felony, murder cap one. I mean, is this something that we should be thinking, just put them right back in the voting booth right away? Do we reward good living for anything anymore? I mean, it seems like if you choose to use the bathroom that matches your sex, you're somehow a hateful bigot now. I don't quite get that. Anyway, I could rabbit trail. Not want to, because there's so many of you that want to still get in on this. Let's go to line three. Walt is calling from Pennsylvania, watching on Biz TV tonight. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin. Well, Kevin, with all due respect, I think you're being much too idealistic in saying that you'd never cast a vote for Donald Trump. I don't think there's anything such as a perfect utopian candidate. I think, like it or not, we have to play this inane, insane political game that I think it's obvious that unless the Republicans unite behind a Trump Cruz ticket, we're going to forfeit the election to the Democrats, and if they take back the House and Senate on their coattails, next year we're all going to be saying Heil Hitler, and we can say goodbye to the Second Amendment and all of our other rights.
Walt, I don't question that on some level. Thank you for the call. here's my plan. If Trump becomes the nominee, I will not vote for him. I am not going to vote for Donald Trump. I will never cast a vote for Donald Trump. I will not vote for Hillary. But what I will do is I will dedicate myself to getting as many constitutionalist senators and congressional representatives elected as I possibly can, because if Trump is at the top of the ticket, he is going to be a cancer to everything downstream. So I'm going to do everything I can to help shore up that weakness, and I will be on the attack against Hillary nonstop. I can't vote for him. He's a morally corrupt, he's a morally bankrupt human being. And I can't look my kids in the face and say, yeah, I helped put him in office. If I vote for someone that is abjectly on the opposite of everything that I believe, and they're in the party that I'm part of, then I have nowhere else to go. If Hillary becomes president, she's the other party. I'm the opposition. I still know where I stand. I still have a place. I still have a home. But if I adopt Hillary Clinton's viewpoint in our front runner, then where do we go? And I'm not going to go away. So I'm sorry. I know a lot of people are disappointed in me for this. But I will never vote for Donald Trump. I will never cast a vote for Donald Trump. But I will work to see that the Senate and the Congress that we do everything we can to shore them up with as many constitutionalists as possible. Let's go to line two. Elaine is in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hello, Elaine.
Hello, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for your call.
Well, thank you for having me. Listen, I just wanted to comment very quickly as far as the governor. I can't speak for him, obviously, but perhaps he's thinking about the fact that, you know, sometimes when people are faced with defending themselves as it pertains to the law, they really don't have the proper monies or resources to get themselves someone to speak for them on behalf of whatever the situation might be, and they may be innocent. Now, he may have been looking at some stats and said, well, okay, here's the case of that, here's the case. And it may have been that it was more African-Americans, or it may have been more...
But, Elaine, hold on a second. I think you're doing a good job of giving him the benefit of the doubt, but 206,000 felons are going to be voting, many of whom are convicted of class one murder. I mean,
that number may go back to people that have actually proven themselves. We don't know that. Maybe 100,000 of them have actually worked in the community. They've gotten letters. They have done quite well.
All right.
So until we know that, we really can't speak
That might be a very fair argument, Elaine, and I appreciate the call. I'm sorry that I'm out of time, but we got to take this break.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit ToolsForFreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click ToolsForFreedom.com. Use coupon code RADIO to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. ToolsForFreedom.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
See when you call. So glad you're with us live from New York. Man, if you're in New York tonight, such a clear night. That shot from Times Square, just amazing. It's the greatest city on the planet. That's why we love being here. And look, I know that some of you are going to be all, you know, weirded out that I can't just say, here's my issue. And there's a lot of, in my business, there's a lot of people all over the place on this. Because the mantra of the last few elections is you got to vote a Republican because even the worst Republican is going to be better than the Democrat. I don't know. Has that really worked out? President Romney and McCain, you know, they had such powerful administrations. Right? And I voted for him. But unlike with Mr. Trump, I'd never questioned the moral center of who those men were. Now, there may be things they did in the arena that I didn't care for. But I didn't think that they were a compromised human being. I feel like Trump is. And let me just highlight one other issue. This issue with the, when he was in Iowa, he didn't do that last Fox debate just before the primary or the caucus. And he held that secondary event for veterans and said, hey, we raised $6 million. Hey, that's so great. You know, two independent studies have now looked at this, MSNBC and the Wall Street Journal, kind of opposite ends of the spectrum. And they've only been able to, he says he raised $6 million. Wall Street Journal has traced where he donated $2.4 million of that. MSNBC says they can track $2.9 million of that. But there's still more than $3 million that hasn't been given to veterans groups that he promised every dime raised was going to go to a veterans group. Where'd all that go? And there's an article I posted on social media today where the guy that was in charge of the whole thing for him, he doesn't seem to care. He just doesn't give a whiz. That's the luck of it. You know, $3 million, we didn't... what? Wait. These were veterans. One of your key component in your campaign things is you're going to take care of the veterans. Is this a sign of that? You're going to supposedly raise money in their name and do it because, you know, they need help, and then you're just going to leave them flapping in the wind? It's this kind of stuff. It's the, I'm going to build a wall and get Mexico to pay for it to our face and then say to the New York Times editorial board, well, you know, I didn't really mean that, and everything is negotiable. Wait a second. If everything is negotiable, that means nothing is meaningful. But everything negotiable is his history. That's the art of the deal. That's everything that he's ever done is everything is negotiable. So which is he? Which is the real Donald Trump? Is he the principal guy that's going to fight for all these things that you think he's going to fight for? My money says he's not. Which is why I'm wholeheartedly supporting Ted Cruz for president, even though he wasn't my first choice. Like I've gone two or three choices into the election. But this guy is the real deal. What he says is what he does. And what he does is what he said he would do. So if we get to a convention and ballot two, I think Cruz is going to be the nominee. If Trump gets 1237 prior to the convention, he's going to be the nominee. But the Republicans are going to lose. And they're not going to lose because I didn't support Donald Trump. They're going to lose because it's not my job to support Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump's job to win my vote. It's not my job to bow at his feet and kiss his ring finger. If he wants to win my vote, there's things he needs to do to win me. You don't tell the girl on the first date, you're going to marry me, damn it. I'm telling you, you're going to marry me. It doesn't quite work that way. You have to convince her. You have to win her heart, and you have to prove yourself worthy of it. I don't know that that's in the vocabulary, but we'll see. Anyway, 888-340-3373. Let's go back to George. He wants to weigh in on the felons and their rights to vote. Hello, George.
Hello. First thing, let me congratulate you on your idea that Donald Trump should not be the next president. I have to congratulate you for that.
Thank you.
And the next thing I would say is I'm going to say it to Hillary. Adopt the Bob Marley song, Crazy Ballhead. Chase that crazy ballhead out of town, because that's what needs to be done to Donald Trump.
Well, I don't think Hillary should be president either, just so that we're clear on all of this.
Well, that I don't support you on. She should be the one.
Yeah, why?
I think she has the experience.
In what? In what? Losing national security secrets on her hard drive?
She was not the only one to have done that.
Oh, she's the only one
There are quite a few others who have done the very same thing, and nothing happened to them.
No, that's not quite true. The degree of national security secrets that she may have compromised, some 2,000 plus, General Petraeus did almost not anywhere near close what she did, and they went after him full bore. She's gotten a free ride so far, but she's been a disaster. She was a disaster as Secretary of State. She was a disaster as Senator. She was a disaster as first lady. She's going to be a horrible president if she wins the election.
Well, most Republicans believe that, but Democrats don't.
Right. And I can't support the Democratic Party because they believe in killing innocent children. So, you know, I have morals and I draw lines, and that's what makes me difficult to work with.
I understand your feelings on the question of having criminals vote.
Yes.
There was a time when, because if you're black, you couldn't vote. They had to bring the Voting Rights Act to allow black people to vote.
Right.
Now that they are in.
To which the Democrats tried to stop that movement, by the way. The Democrats never wanted the blacks to earn the right to vote. And it was black people after the Civil War and in the midst of the rebuilding of the South that most Republican parties were started by actually black people. And they were the ones that pushed for that.
Well, that is factual, so I support them for that.
Yeah.
But on the question of the criminals, until Barashek is able to spring them from prison, most of the times, of course, they're not able to vote until Barashek springs them from prison, because he has been springing a lot of people out of prison. It looks like we're going to have to try to create more Barasheks, because a lot of those people in prison should not even be there.
Oh, okay. They didn't commit crimes?
Until Barashek.
There's a lot of people in prison that didn't commit crimes. Is that what you're saying?
That's the reason why Barashek has been able to spring them from prison.
Okay.
Because on tallying.
Thank you, George. Cases. Appreciate the call. Barashek, what, one criminal defense attorney? I don't think you can say 206,000 people were wrongfully imprisoned in Virginia. That's a little bit of a stretch for me. But, you know, who knows? Kevin McCullough, stay with us. It's Radio Night Live, coast to coast. Don't go away.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Clair River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for being here every single Saturday night. It's Radio Night Live, and there's a live shot of Times Square, a very busy, beautiful spring night in the big city. And, I like to mix it up a little bit, and I like to have a little bit of fun. Last week was a big, big win for Donald Trump. Were you aware of that on Tuesday? He won a little state called New York. He did pretty good. I think he got like 60,000% of the vote or something like that. It was amazing. It was unbelievable. It was so unbelievable. The interesting thing was, the day of the election, he also talked about being in New York on its darkest day, and it was so important to him that he actually wrote it down. Take a look at how he put it here. Actually, let's kill that, because the problem is the HD camera was on there, Nick. So you got to kill that window, and then when tell me when you got the cut queued up. Earth Cam, yeah, Earth Cam was the cam that was the cam. But get Trump, Mr. Trump, queued back up, because I do want to. This was just too good, too rich, not to leave you with it tonight. Okay, here's Donald Trump. Day of the election last week.
Is I want to talk just for a second. I wrote this out, and it's very close to my heart, because I was down there, and I watch our police and our firemen down on 7-Eleven, down at the World Trade Center, right after it came down.
How do you do? How could you confuse the most unforgettable date in American history with a convenience store? How would you? And you know the worst thing is, he says it proudly, and I wrote this down. Now I see why you don't use prompters. Like, this is so insane. Most people remember exactly where they were on 9/11. You can't even remember 9/11. It's right in the name, Donald Trump. He even said it was close to his heart, but is it? Is it really? Because I bet no one who survived Pearl Harbor accidentally calls it Pearl Vision. I bet no one at the Boston Massacre calls it the Boston Market. No one says that. It's 9/11. Oh, my God. Like, please tell me that Donald Trump hasn't been making an annual trip to pay his respects at a 7-Eleven memorial. Just walking up there.
All right. Why? So there you go. See, that was Trevor Noah from Comedy Central, the Daily Show. He's the new Jon Stewart. I don't follow Trevor Noah, so he may be a way whack leftist and somebody that I wouldn't agree with on anything. But I did think those same thoughts in my head the moment that he said 7-Eleven, because I just don't think anybody's ever gotten 9-11 and 7-Eleven confused with you. I just don't think that's ever happened since 9-11. Because as Trevor Noah said, it's in the name. It's in the name, Donald Trump. Anyway, that's going to do it for tonight. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you telling your friends and coming on back. Thanks to Kristen Tate, who spent some time with us, and for all the calls we got on the criminal issue and whether or not people should be voting. We'll talk some more next week, next Saturday. Hope you'll join us then.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
For a while.